From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting voters are casting ballots in the crucial South Carolina Democratic primary. Democratic voters in the Palmetto State are choosing between former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. In Columbia, South Carolina, voter Dil Nawaz said he voted for Mrs. Clinton because of her experience.
She has done a lot for those people who need help. So mostly the communities who want some help, they like her, you know, because she's for everybody.
Another voter, Tyrone Mitchell, said he likes Bernie Sanders, but he voted for Hillary Clinton.
And I'm voting for Hillary because I think she will continue the President Obama's legacy and the things that he stood for. And I like Bernie Sanders, but I just don't know Bernie.
This is the final primary before next week's crucial Super Tuesday vote, when more than 1,000 delegates for the Democratic presidential nomination will be up for grabs. Early returns Saturday from Iran's parliamentary election indicate the country will likely usher in a new era, with reformists and moderate conservatives creating a friendly venue for President Hassan Rouhani to pursue his political agenda. Preliminary results from Tehran show that reformists won 29 of the 30 parliament seats reserved for Tehran. Hardliners took the other seat. Preliminary results also indicate that voting for the Assembly of Experts had moderates doing well there. The Assembly monitors the work of the Supreme Leader, who has the final say on Iran's foreign policy. This is VOA News. A suicide bomber attacked Afghan security forces near the Defense Ministry building in Kabul Saturday, killing at least 12 people and wounding 13 others. Witnesses saw rescue workers transporting the dead and wounded to hospitals in the capital city immediately after the bombing. The attack followed an earlier bombing in Kunar province that killed at least 13 and wounded more than 40 others. A Taliban spokesman told VOA the insurgent group carried out the Kabul bombing. The Afghan Defense Ministry said that two soldiers were among the dead in the Kabul blast. The ceasefire in Syria that began Saturday has mostly held. There have been some incidents of violence. State media report that a car bomb exploded on the outskirts of the central city of Salamiya in Hama province and killed two soldiers. No one has claimed responsibility for the blast. Elsewhere, clashes between government forces and rebel groups were reported in Latakia province near the Turkish border. The truce, brokered by the United States and Russia, took effect at midnight Friday, Damascus time. In his weekly media address, President Obama said that everyone has to keep their commitments for the cessation of hostilities to work.
All parties must end attacks, including aerial bombardment. Humanitarian aid must be allowed to reach areas under siege. And a lot of this is going to depend on whether the Syrian regime, Russia, and their allies live up to their commitments. The coming hours and days will be critical, and the world is watching.
The truce does not apply to the Islamic State and the Al-Qaeda-linked Al-Nusra Front terror groups. Airstrikes by a Saudi-led Arab coalition fighting Shiite forces in Yemen have killed at least 30 people at a popular market northeast of the capital Sana'a. Yemeni officials are quoted as saying the strike in the Nim district killed mostly civilians, leaving burning bodies and debris strewn over the street. Officials spoke on the condition of anonymity because they were not authorized to brief reporters. The Saudi-led coalition is fighting Houthi rebels and forces loyal to former President Ali Abdullah Saleh in a bid to restore the internationally recognized government of President Abd Rabu Mansour Hadi. And authorities in Somalia say the death toll from two explosions near a Mogadishu hotel late Friday has risen to 25 people. A media hospital spokesman told VOA that 8 of the 34 people admitted to the facility died of serious wounds from the blasts. 3 more bodies were pulled out from houses damaged by the massive car bombs. The Islamist extremist group Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility. For more, please visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.